One of the roadblocks we run into while we're working towards creating a healthier life is the inability to decipher what the body's actually trying to tell us. The body loves to nag at us, to try to get our attention, but far too often, we just end up tuning it out. In today's episode, we're gonna learn how to listen to the body, decode her language, and give her what she wants through mind-body integration. Welcome to the podcast, Unlocking Wellness. I'm Crystal McLean, licensed clinical massage therapist and self-care coach, and I'm exploring ways to unlock our wellness barriers so we can create self-care independence, because we find our freedom when we're living well. Hello, my friend. I hope you're doing well today, and if you're not, then I hope you find this episode helpful. So raise your hand if you've ever experienced any one of these things. Insomnia, anxiety, muscle tension, chronic pain, low energy, poor digestion, frustration, headaches, the inability to focus, poor decision making, high blood pressure, overwhelm. Okay, let's stop there. That's plenty of things to choose from. So this list is just a handful of symptoms the body might exhibit when there's an imbalance. I know, that's a shocker, right? But these symptoms are actually the body's way of trying to communicate with you that something is up. But because humans are such silly creatures, we have a tendency to ignore the body's invitation for a conversation about what's going on. We'd rather pop a pill, throw back a cocktail or two, and curl up with our electronics and pretend we cannot hear the body's cry for attention. And this, my friend, is how we become disconnected from our bodies and end up living with a host of issues. So let's get reconnected, shall we? Excellent. So in order to get more bang for our buck when it comes to translating the body's language, I feel it's important to first understand just a little bit about the brain. So the first thing I want to say about the brain is that it's in control of everything in your body. And if you take away anything from this episode, let it be this. Your brain is the ruler of your world, but you, my friend, are the ruler of your brain. All right, let's get to it. So the nervous system, it's kind of like Target, right? Well, it's one big store. There's a bunch of different departments, clothing, electronics, toys, food, furniture. But within each department, you've got even smaller categories. Like within the clothing department, you've got pants, t-shirts, dresses, underwear, socks. You get the point. The brain is kind of set up in the same way. There's a bunch of different departments, and within each, there are mini departments. And each one of these mini departments serves a specific function. And today, we're going to browse through two of these departments, the cerebrum and the limbic system. So the limbic system is responsible for emotional and behavioral responses. And within the limbic system, you've got smaller departments that have more specific jobs, like the hypothalamus, which manages your hormones, body temperature, and sexual arousal. The hippocampus stores and retrieves memories. The amygdala is in control of triggers and emotional responses. And the limbic cortex is in charge of mood, motivation, and judgment. And by the way, I do not expect you to remember any of this. But I will say this, having a bit of insight is super helpful. When we're introduced to the science and actual mechanics of how we work, it's easier for the ego to take our, quote, malfunctions less personally. When we approach the challenges of self-care from a scientific standpoint, our feelings are less likely to get hurt. And plus, knowledge is power, my friend, so stick with me. So back to the limbic system. If you are in a stressful, fearful, or otherwise high energy situation, the brain makes your body do a bunch of stuff. We won't get into the deep science of it all. We'll stick to the basics. But essentially, the first thing that happens is the amygdala picks up on the triggers that are happening, right? And then the hypothalamus tells your endocrine system, which is where your hormones live, to release the adrenaline and cortisol dogs. And when these stress hormones are released, your heart rate increases, your blood sugars rise, and a bunch of other things happen to create what we all lovingly know as the fight or flight response. Yes. But here's the bitch. So many of us are actually living with a low undercurrent of chronic stress or unchecked trauma that keeps triggering these bits of our brain. And the longer we allow these currents to flow through our system, not only do our triggers become more habitual, but the more detrimental these hormones become to our overall wellness. It's super fucking lame. So chronic stress and unchecked trauma can affect learning and memory and inhibits the functionality of the nervous system due to a decreased number of neurons that are able to be produced. Neurons, by the way, are how the brain communicates within itself and with the rest of the body. And it does that by transmitting electrical impulses. So when I refer to the body's energy in future episodes, that is the energy that I'm talking about. Anyway, chronic stress can damage the nervous tissue and give the systems like your cardiovascular, digestive, endocrine, all of these systems within your body mixed signals, right? And that's when things start to go wrong. Remember the list that we were talking about in the beginning of this episode? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, so that's the bad news. Chronic stress and unchecked trauma might be hanging out in the body and fucking things up. But the good news is that you have a big, beautiful, juicy cerebrum. So the cerebrum is where your consciousness lives. And consciousness is how you are able to create deliberate thoughts and actions. It's the place where you can think rationally, creatively, and problem solve. It's the part of your brain that you are in control of. And no matter how powerful and fucked up you think your stress cycle is, you always have the power to create deliberate thoughts and actions. So what does that really mean? Well, it means that you get to interrupt the show. You get to hijack your stress response. And ultimately, it means you get to be an active participant in your well-being. Hooray! You get to reconnect your mind and body and bring about harmony between the two. You get to make your brain healthier, which means you get to make yourself healthier. And that's pretty empowering, right? But here's the thing. You cannot do it by avoiding what your body is trying to tell you. You cannot do it by numbing out your pain and ignoring your symptoms. The anxiety, the overwhelm, the headaches, the digestive issues, the insomnia, the muscle tension, they're all trying to tell you something. And it's up to you to listen. It's up to you to decipher what your body is trying to say. And it's up to you to do something about it. Is it hard? Yeah, especially if you've been ignoring your body's cry for help and rolling on stress hormones for a long ass time. But my friend, it's possible. It's so very possible. So that brings us to the big question. How do we do it? How do we reconnect with the body? Well, we start by simply showing up. We find a few minutes throughout the day to tune out the distractions and to tune into how we're feeling. We start connecting with the body by allowing ourselves to notice. Just notice. And then, eventually, fully experience the events and sensations within the body. We identify how we feel, literally and figuratively, physically and emotionally, because how we feel physically will affect how we feel emotionally and vice versa. But, and here's a big but, we need to make sure that we don't label these feelings or circumstances as either good or bad. We just get to know them as they are without judgment. So we've identified the sensations in the body. Now what do? Well, now we get to know them a bit better. Having compassionate and curious conversations with ourselves and our body will help us better understand what the body's actually asking of us. And we can do this in all sorts of ways, like through journaling, meditating, creating art, going for a walk with our thoughts. There really isn't a wrong way, though I would probably avoid watching TV or scrolling through social media while you're trying to have a conversation with your body. I mean, it's pretty hard to be fully present when you are distracted, right? Right. So the last thing we do is we practice consciously connecting physically with the body. That means we're going to take deliberate action to make a mind-body connection. And trust me, this sounds a lot crazier than it actually is. So creating a mind-body connection literally means using the power of your conscious brain, thank you, cerebrum, to physically engage with specific focused activities that are connected to the parts you're exploring, right? So let's say you're dealing with, I don't know, digestive issues. You're very aware of how your guts are feeling. You have an idea when these symptoms show up. You understand how these issues are affecting you emotionally and in other areas of your physical well-being. Knowing how, when, and why are very cerebral actions. But now you have to make intentional physical connection. Breath work, massage, active relaxation, yoga, or any other yummy routine that uses the conscious mind to tune into and touch base with the meat suit will help reacquaint the two. By the way, there's something I really want to tell you before you dive into reconnecting your mind and body, and that is you must practice being patient with yourself and the process. Reconnecting with the body takes time and focus and a boatload of compassion, because the truth is it's possible you'll feel compelled to rush through the process, and you'll likely find yourself a little resistant, hesitant, or even judgmental. You might get frustrated that it's not working as fast as you'd like. It might feel weird and foreign if self-love is something new for you. And that's what this reconnection is with the body. It's an act of self-love. But as we practice, and as these connections grow stronger, so many incredible things can start to happen. You could become more self-aware and familiar with your body. You could regain trust in your magical meat suit, which consequently would make you feel more confident. You could become a stronger advocate for your wellness and recognize your needs more quickly. But even if none of these things happen for you, the coolest thing will. You will be actively calming your central nervous system. You'll train your brain to shift from a fight or flight mode to a rest and repair mode. And the more we can tap into the rest and repair mode, the easier it is for the body to heal itself. And that's what the body's designed to do. It's supposed to be, pretty much, a self-regulating thing. Like, you've got to keep your body clean and feed it nutritious food and keep it hydrated and move it around every now and then. But otherwise, it's pretty good at taking care of itself. But because life is not perfect and things can and eventually will go wrong, making sure we stay connected with the body will help us notice when things are going wrong. And another thing, I don't want to give you the impression that you have to always be checking in, were actually designed to instinctually disconnect in order to stay safe or to preserve energy. But our society, communities, families, and lives, and honestly, our habits play a huge role in amplifying this disconnection. So know this, it's actually okay and honestly healthy to check out from time to time. It's when we stay disconnected for too long or don't ever address the warning signals that our body's giving us. That's when we create the bigger problems. So please enjoy your Netflix or your Candy Crush or whatever zone out activity you enjoy. Dive in. Love it up. Getting reacquainted with your body, being proactive and compassionate and patient is going to empower you and possibly heal you and strengthen your self-love. And I cannot think of anything better than that. And remember, your brain is the ruler of your world, but you, my friend, are the ruler of your brain. You are incredible and capable and totally worthy of creating a healthier life for yourself. So I really, really, really wanted to have some guided tutorials and a digital download ready for you when I launched this episode, but I felt it was just important to get these words out there as soon as I could. So that said, I'm actually buzzing along back here at CMC headquarters, creating some super yummy activities that will help you reconnect with your body and to help calm your central nervous system. So if you'd like to know when these goodies are available, you can either sign up for my weekly newsletter, or if you want to claim them all, plus all of my guides, kits, and courses that I've already made and will make in the future for free, you can sign up for my Patreon membership. And because I believe that self-care solutions should be affordable, my Patreon memberships start at just $5 a month. If you're interested in either the newsletter or the membership, I'll leave links below in my show notes, or you can simply visit crystalmcclaincreative.com. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you soon. Oh, and by the way, if you're looking to start your own podcast, check out Buzzsprout. They're awesome.